Before we start the next sugya, which is a very shvera sugya, I'd like just to say a beautiful word I saw in the Megiya in Koil Aliyah on the Goyin Ala Teire. We had the Gemara and Daf Chav Daled Omed Aleph. The Gemara had a Havamine that the whole mitzvah of Yibum can only be Niskayim if the Yovam is a Bechor. If the Yovam is not a, if there's no, so it comes out, in other words, that if the, if the Yovam is not the Bechor, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. So the Magia and the Koil Aliyah asks Amir Dikakashi. The Gemara brings later a miut that a Yavam Katan cannot be Miyabim and cannot be Chaylitz. So Lechayre, the case of a Yavam Katan is that he had a brother that was a Godel, and the brother got married, and then the brother died, so the Yavam Katan cannot be Miyabim. But if the Yavam has to be the Bechor, so how could you have a Yavam Katan and his brother should make a Kedushin Deraisa? We have a Miut that a Katan cannot be Miyabim. So the only way we can understand the Miut is that he had an older brother, and the brother made Kedushin Deraisa, and he's falling Liyibum, and a Katan can't be Miyabim. But if the Yavam has to be the Bechor, so how can you have a Chetimtze that the Yavam should be a Katan and his brother should be a Gadol? If his brother's a Katan, so there's no mitzvah of Yibum, so there's nothing what to talk about. That Kasha the Magia asks. So the Magia says, Aniluya Sheteretz, Al Pi Divrei HaGoyin in Koil Aliyah. The Goyin says Pshat in the Parsha, Chisyanda Le'ish, Teinoshim, Achas Ahuvov, Achas Snua, and there the Parsha says that he wants to make the Bechor should be the Ben Ahuve, and the Pasuk says he can't make the Bechor Ben Ahuve, he has to make the Ki Bechor Ben Asnua Yak, Elosis Le'pishnaim, Ki Hu Reishis Einim. So the Goyin says, Amir de Kipshat in that parsha. The whole parsha is very difficult to understand. What Havamin is there that he should be able to make the prayer should be the Ben Ahuve. What was the Havamin? So the Goyin says Pshat as follows. That the Pasuk is speaking about that, let's say, Reuven married Rachel, Reish Chodesh Nissen, And she wasn't nice chayin be'inov. He gave her a get, but before he gave her a get, she was nisaba already from him. Then later he marries Leah, which was your nice chayin be'inov. She also was nisaba. So you have Rachel and Leah were both nisaba from Reuven. Now, Leah had a child after 7 months, and Rachel had a child after 9 months. So, the husband, Reuven, tainted that the Bechor is the Ben Ahuve. That means Leah's child was born before Rachel, so he's the Bechor. So, Memele, he wants that the Ben Ahuve should get Pishnai. So, the Pasuk says, no. That means even though he was born afterwards, but she was Nisaba first, that Rachel was first Nisaba from Reuven, and then Leah was Nisaba. So even though Rachel gave birth later, but the Bechor is Rachel. The Bechor is Ben Rachel. So the Magia and the Koil Aliyah wants to forever with this going the kasha he asked on our Gemara. The Gemara had a Havamine that only Yavam can be the Bechir. And we have a miut. Only the Bechir can be the Yavam. And we have a miut that the Yavam can't be a cotton. The cotton can't give chalitza. So how is it shayach that the Yavam should be a cotton and the May should be a godel? And the Yavam is and the Yavam is the Bechir. So he says that was the case. The case was that this was the case with Rachel and Leah. That Rachel was Nisaba before Leah, and Rachel gave birth to a child after 9 months, and then Leah was Nisaba, and Leah gave birth to a child after 7 months. So it comes out 13 years later, there, the Ben Leah became Bar Mitzvah ready. So he's a Godel, and his brother, the Bechir, is a Kotten. So he was Mekadosh and Isha, and she's falling Liyibum to his brother, the Bechir. So the Pasuk says that the Bechir can, so the Pasuk says, but since this Bechir is a Kotten, he cannot make Yibum. That is what the Megiyah says, Ana Gebore Api Divrei Hagoyin in Kola Leo. Let us go to the next Mishnah. Hanitan Al Hashivcho V'Nishtachero. So Rashi says, Hanitan Choshut Kloima Shetoinim Olov Divrei Laz. That they're speaking on a person. They don't have concrete proof, but everyone's talking that either one of the two, we'll see soon, that either he was Mezana with the Shifchem, or we'll see later in Rashi, maybe they said even more than that. But let us say now, let us say that the people are saying he was Mezana with the Shifchem, the Nishtacher, and she was Nishtacher. Or the story was, the story that he was Mezana with her, and she was Nizgayro. So the din is that he's not permitted to marry her. So Rashi says, why? Lo yisa eno mishum las, shelo yimru emes hoyo akil harishim. So Rashi says, pshat, that means if everyone was talking that he had an affair with the Shifra and the Zgaita, and now after she's Nizgaya, so he's putting fuel he's adding fuel to the flames, so, Areza lo yichnais. He shouldn't. I suppose that he knows it's the truth, it's not true, and people speak about it. A person shouldn't do it. Areza lo yichnes. Ve'im konas. But what is if he was kainis? Ein meitzien miyodai. But good. It's not a proper thing to do. He shouldn't do such a thing. Hasemim ha'ikshus pe. But if he did it, is ein meitzien miyodai. Afilu. It was true. There's lechayra. There's nothing wrong. I mean, good, so he did a navla before, and people continue speaking about him. Vimkonas, aimetzien miyoda. It is a machlekes harishonim, it's very interesting. It says, areze lo yichnois. So, lochere, Rashi says, areze lo yisa eno, you should not make nisuin. So what would the din be if he made erison? So what's the din then? So there's a machlekes harishonim. Other rishonim say that afilu he made erisin, he's not permitted to make nisuin. Davke v'im konas ein meitzien miyodai. But if he made erisin, is meitzien miyodai. And others say that lav davke, if he's married, ein meitzien miyodai, the whole din is only Adin la yichnais, you shouldn't do it. Shalayim la emesai. But if he's married already, to force him to give a get, I mean, you don't do such a thing. the Birchas of Romans to say a beer in the Svore of the Radachmetz Ramban that holds that Areza Lo Yichnes means a fellow after Eresin, also there's the Din Meitziyim Yodai. He says, because Bemison is an Isser to make Nesuin. Okay, making the suin, people will speak more. I mean, you're making the suin, that'll be chayze v'nir, what people were speaking about. So there's an issa lo yichnais. So now, the din of meitzin miyodai now is not stamazoi because he was mekadesh, it's meitzin miyodai. You married an isha, you can't make the suin, so what, you should be an aguna. So therefore, the din is, davke im konas ay mitzim miyode, but im kiddish mitzim miyode, not that by emerson there's a chesaron in the kedushin, but since there's the din of areza lo yichnois, that chazal asan to make nisuin alts lezus vosayim, so memela is mitzim ay miyode, because you can't be kindness, but im konas ay mitzim miyode. Hanitan al eishes ish, v'hoitzi yuha mitachas yodoi, afal pi shekonas yoitzi. Hanitan al eishes ish, v'hoitzi yuha bezdin mitachas bailo bishvil ze, she'osro olof. So here it would seem that it's speaking about that we have proof that she was mezanetake with him. Wasn't a kill baume. Bezden was meitzi. Is meitziu of bezden mitachas bailos. L'cherit speaking about there were two eidim. We'll see later in the Gemara. That's how Rav says pshat in the Mishnah. There were two eidim that saw that he was mezana with her. She'os ra'ola v'holach zeh benosa. Now he went and married her. Afal pi shekonas, even though so here the din is afal pi shekonas yaitzi, the midiraisa asura nami leboil. She's also to the boil, the darshina benitmo benitmo shnei pomim echad lebal v'echad leboil b'mesach esayt. So the Gemara says, let us go back to the first din. Anitan alavedes kachovim v'nizgayra, arei zeh lo yichnais. He shouldn't be kindness. Hagiyairis, miyahavye. But seems she is a giyairis. No, but she's a giyairis. How do you know she's a giyairis? Let us see Taisus for 1 minute. Giyairis, miyahavye. The mashme lo yichneis hu. Avol ache shari lichneis lechatchile. So it says, he's not permitted to be kindness, but someone else is permitted to be kindness. V'reminu kol esh yuakash. Echad ish shenizgaya l'shum isha. V'echad isha shenizgayra l'shum ish. V'chein mi shenizgaya l'shum shulchan melochim. L'shum avdei shloime. Einam geirim divrei Rav Nechemia. Rav Nechemia said that if a ish al tanegei alonu, isha shenizgayra l'shum ish, is not a geirin ganzen. So what is the kasha? So the kasha is, so here it says, arei zeh lo yichnes, we'll say the way Tosfos said, but someone else is permitted. Someone else is permitted to marry her. L'cher the Ritva is Maisiv, l'cher could erase from the Sefer also. It says, V'inkonas eimetziim yodo. If she was nizgayre l'shum ish, so it's not a geiris in Gansu. Iskan shoyel aben, this is l'cher a very shver gemore, who says that she was Mizgaya l'shum ish. We have a story over here. Anitan ala shifche. People were saying, Aloy Avedes Kechovim. people were saying that he was mezana with her. Finished. Okay, that's what people were saying. Now, she was megaya herself. Fine. Who says that she was megaya herself because she wants to get married to him? I mean, what's the kasha? She's not a giyayris like a mechamye. Who says she was megaya because she wanted to marry him? So the Ritva says as follows. The Ritva says that there's evidence over here, because it says v'nizgayro. V'nizgayro is mashme right away. That means the curl was fresh off the press. That v'diktoni nizgayro. V'loiktoni v'achakach nizgayro. So that means the curl was already off the press. It was like Tuesday morning. Everyone was speaking. And right away she became a giyayris. Is mashme shiraglaim ludov alocho, so we should talk this raglaim ludov, we should put two and two together, the stomach of the maisa, what happened Monday night, and then Tuesday she was megaya, so mistome, that's pshat. But it's only a raglaim ludov. So who says that, look, I mean, it's a haoret, so what should be? So the Ritva says, but if we have already a suffix, maybe it wasn't. It looks like that the gayness was because of him. Maybe it wasn't because of him. So according to Rav Nechemya, if it was because of him, the gayness is worthless. If it wasn't because of him, it's a good gayness. So she is a cheskes goite. She was a goite till now. Now I have a suffix how the gayness was, so you should spell on chazoket. So Mishlama, she's a goite. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So why does it say Hareze lo yichnois that someone else is permitted to be kainis? Why does it say Vimkona semitzir miyodai? She is a sofik giyoiris. It's something what to think about. This makes al kaponim a sofik, and therefore we should shalom chazokim. It's a sofik giyoiris. That's how the Ritva says pshat. Now let us see Rashi. Hogiyoyres mi yahavye. Afalgav doleinis gaira l'shem yadas ela b'shvil sheyishasu ena zed. Now Rashi doesn't bear an eyelash. Rashi says that the Gemara's kasha is that she was megaya b'shvil sheyishasu ena zed. So Lachayre, who said that that's the story? I mean, Rashi is coming with a fartik and mice already, that she was Nizgaya, she is Enazet. So Rashi is very sure to understand. The Mrei Misoda wants to say pshat in Rashi as follows. That Emerson, we'll see later as the sugya progresses, is a baraisa. The baraisa says, pshat na mishnah, we know Claude the Adam, she was mezana with him. We know Claude the Adam, she was mezana with him. And the reisha also. So there's a bekasha, so what's pshat, what's the Lazus Fasai? He's not allowed to marry her because Lazus Fasai, I mean, what's Lazus Fasai? The Zayim Shul Mizana. So the Marei Misoda wants to say, Pshad, according to Rashi, there were Adim she was Mizana. But that doesn't mean anything. The Nitan is something else over here. That was a Maisa Boydit, he was Mizana with a great authority. But people are speaking about that they have between themselves iske issues. That means that they're interested in getting married one with another. That's what people are speaking about.
facts, we know that there was a Maisa's Nus, which doesn't mean anything. It means he was Mazana finished, but people are speaking about that there was an interest between one another. I was going to that Fakel, that she wants to marry him, he wants to marry her. That was the Nitam. So the Mele, so that was the whole Nitam. The whole Nitam was that she wants to marry him. So according to Rashi, so the Kash is a little better. It's more than Sophic, maybe. It's circumstantial evidence. She was bald Ms. Gaire, when the curl came out. That was the whole curl. The whole curl was that Fakelt, that they're interested in marrying one the other. That was the curl. There's news we knew about, but the curl was more than that. Not something they are mice avoided. That the curl was that one is interested in marrying the other. And now she was Megaya herself, so we should assume, Mustama, that, the curl should be enough to pass all the gayness according to Rav Nechemya. That's not a gayness in Gans. Avdei Shloime, Baalei Sroge Hoyu. And he says a few other cases that it's not a gayness. Baalei Sroge Hoyu, Geire Aroyis, Kigoin Kusim, Dersiv Beseif Malochim, Shalach Hashem be'emes aroyis and his gairu k'duchsiv hosam be'golo shemre. Let's go further. We didn't, ain't no gerdi v'm nechemi. Shabu nechemi yo'imer, echot geire aroyis, vechot geire chalemes, vechot geire mod chavi esta, ainom geirem, ad she yis gairu bizman hazeh. So let's first see Rashi. Geire chalemes, pala chalemes, omo lehem liz gairu. Mordechai ve'Esther, ve'rabim me'ami ha'oretz misyadim. That was also from fear. That's where they were megaya. So einam geirim achi yizgayru bizman hazeh. So the Gemara says, bizman hazeh salke daito. He can only be a geir bizman hazeh. Until then there's no geir. So Rashi says, bizman hazeh salke daito. Kolhani mikami hochi lav geirim nino. The goyinavus rado nachiyotze by only bizman hazeh they were geirim. Ela eimo ki bizman hazeh. Shlo yase mach masor. Bizman hazeh, this Eden don't have any gashmi yisdike milas. So if one is megaya, he's megaya l'shem yadis. So al kaponim, so what is the Gemara's kasha? So the Gemara's kasha is, according to the Ritva, we have a Sofik. According to Rashi, it's Mashmimunen a Sofik. That there was a Geiris L'Shem issues, which is nothing. And let us try to explain Rav Nechemya. L'Cheire Rav Nechemya holds, I think this is Pshat Rav Nechemya, that if there is a Sibbe, why the Geiris is, it's a good thing to be Megaya. So I assume that there was no true Geiris, there was no Kabbalah's Geiris. I mean, so the whole thing was only done, to acquire this purpose, but there was no real Kabbalah's Geiris, there was no intent to become a Yid, there was only, a ceremony that was done in order to go over the hurdle. She wants to marry him, and he's a Yid, so she was the Kabbal Geiris. But if I'm aware of this Negiah, so I assume there's no Geiris. So Memele, so L'Cheir Nekashe is, so why is another person permitted to be Kainasa? The Ritva says the Kashe is also, why is the Inkonas Loyotzi? There's a chesaron in the etzem geiris. So the Gemara answers, "Ha itmar alo amar Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta mishmei derav haloche kedivrei ha'imer kulum geirim." We don't paskin like Nechemya, Rav Nechemya. We paskin the whole geirim. So Rav Chaim Oizer brings down, what do we hold? We hold Agav unze gomar umakne. That means that's true. She's not being megay herself l'shem shamayim. The zikha she has an egiya for the gayness, that's for sure. But if that's the price she has to pay in order to get married, she has to be a yid in order to get soifer. So she's mekabel the yiddish guy. So this is a kabbalas yadus. The reason why she was mekabel the yadus is because shalilishma. But al kaponim, I assume that Raquel, that if she says she's mekabel, I assume takim mestam she's mekabel. So there was a gemiras das. So Mamela, so our Mishnah is not like Rav Nechemya. We don't pass the like Rav Nechemya. So now it's very good. So the Mishnah is very good. So the Gemara asks, so the one of Shefs, if it's a Geiris, Yihoche lechatchila nami. So why can't he marry her? So what's wrong? So it's a good Geiris. So my answer is Mishum Barabasi. Amar Ravasi, Hosa Mimcha Ikshes Pe Ulezus Tzvosayim. So what does Rashi say? Yehochi, the Giyoyres Mal Yossi, so it's a good Giyoyres, Chathila Yamin Nami Yichnais, Va Mai Toni Lo Yichnais, why can he marry her? Finish. Amar Ravasi, time of the Masnisa, Mishum Dachsiv, Hosa Mimcha Ikshus Per, Luzus Fosayim, Harek Mimcha. Da Osu Larzuke Lekola Kama. That people will be Marzik the first call. Ritve, so that's how Rashi learns Pshat. He says, people, this is feeding fuel to the fire. People will say that, whatever they were talking, we see from here, Sefer Al-Khilosa, that the whole thing was true, they were talking about. The person shouldn't do that. You shouldn't say, Ani betumi eilechen, and they should be dami lekav. So it's not fakert. Hosa mimcha ikshu spell is this for some. If only you know it's right, that they're wrong, but the Ritva asks on Rashi, he mentioned before that the Sefta says that we have Eidim, we'll see from the Ritva's Lashon. The Mishnah would seem like that we're Eidim, that she was Mizanah. The Mishnah said, well, the Eidim, she was Mizanah. So what's the Hosam Imcha? We know she was Mizanah. So he mentioned before the Mremer Sod, the one for Rashi, that the curl was something else. The curl was that he wanted to marry her. That was the curl. We're talking about something else. You know he was Mizanah. The curl is he wanted to marry her. Of Goethe. And that curl should be Mazik. That's the Mremer Sod, the Fremper's Rashi. The Ritve says a different pshat in the Lezus for Sayim. What's the Lezus for Sayim? That if you're going to marry her, Sheyoimru kol ha'oilam l'shem znus nizgayro, zu. Everyone is going to, they're going to speak about this geiris. They're going to say that this was a geiris l'shem znus. L'shem znus kainis oisa. That this is the hemshech of the previous maise. You were mezana with her, and now people will say that the whole geiris was to be mamshech biznus. So Rav Chaim Oizer, Mchele Gimel, Simen Chavov, Oiz Gimel, asks, what pshat in the Ritve? Well, the people will say that the whole geiris was, there'll be a lezus vasayim on the geiris. He says, we don't pass no like Rav Nechemya. So what is pshat? People will say that the geiris was l'shem's nuts. So Chaim Oizer says pshat in the Ritva as follows. The legeiris being in l'kulam leiv sholim. In order that there should be a true geiris, you need a kabbalah b'leiv. B'leiv rinim bozeh dvorim shebeleiv einam dvorim. If a person says, I'm a kabbal geiris in the... So b'chola teira kula, whatever a person says is that's it. What he's thinking in his heart is dvom shemalei veinam dvom. It's not like that. You say mekabel geiris, and you don't think to be mekabel geiris, so it's wrong b'teilim of utolok. Ulefichah, in be'emes loin is geiro b'leib shalom le'havi geir. Afilu not according to Rav Nechemya. If the taku was not a leib shalom, so she's taken out a geir. If the whole thing was only to be able to be mamshech this news, the rak mitzad din amrinen da loche kulam geirim va amrinen ba agavunze. That means la haloche, that means we are not able to be boichen levovitz. So we say, if even though there was a negia for the geiris, but we say agavunze gomer mekabel geiris, she's mekabel geiris. So Mamela, so it is a good geiris. V'chayshinam mitzad halaz sheyoymru sheloynis geira b'leib sholom leihav agir. This is pshat in the Ritva. The Ritva says, it's chaylik an Rashi, the lezus v'sayim is that if you'll permit her to marry him, so people will say, because before she was mezana with her, we know before she was mezana with her, and now people will say, so Lazus Vasim will be that, will say that this whole Ishus now, this whole Gaelus was only to be Mamshir this Luz. And people will say there's no Gaelus. People will be talking there's no Gaelus Taki. And there's a mokim to say that. If we could say it's Apostle Agaris, we can't say it, but people will be saying it is Apostle Agaris, and there is a possibility in Yeshmona Begab that they're right. So Mamela, therefore, he should not kindle such a lezus vasayim, he should marry her. The incarnate, if he was kindness, is ain meitzim yada, because b'dilalaloche, we cannot prove that Lamaisa, she wasn't a Kabbal Geiris, but people, by marrying her, people will say that there was a Apostle Geiris. That's how the Ritva says Pshat in our Gemara. So we have here our Machloikis, the Ritva in Rashi, what the Lezus Vosayim is. Rashi learns Pshat that you'll be Marzik the Lezus Vosayim that they spoke about the previous Maisa. People say, oh, we see we were right before. And the Ritva learns Pshat, you'll create a lezus v'sayim that people will start saying that she's taken not a giyoyres. And there's a possibility taka she's not a giyoyres, until not according to Rav Nechemya. Rabbi Kiveiger asks Akasha, according to the Ritva, is very shver the Mishnah. Hanitan al hashivcho benishtachro. What do we do with this bover? That means bishloime according the second bover avedus kechovim in his gairo. So it's very good. People will say that if I'll marry her right away, so people will say that there wasn't a true geiris and she's not another geiris. So don't marry her. Lo yichna, finished. But haniten ala shivcha v'nishtachero. What are people going to say? She was a Shifra Knanis, and now the other was a Meshachar, so automatically she becomes a Yidin. You don't need Kabbalah Smitzvahs anymore. There was already a Kabbalah Smitzvahs Peshas when she became a Shifra. So now all you need a Cheiris, you don't need a new Geiris. Now automatically she becomes a Yidin. So why were Yichnes? Mishlem, according to Rashi, it's very good. People say that the first Maisa was this truth in the first Maisa. So we're afraid of the Lezus Fosayim of the first Maisa. But according to the Ritva, what's Pshat in the Mishnah? So Rabbi Kiveiger says that in the first case, the zichah were chayish for Allah's, I'll say that, Yerushev Allah, the Raisa will be a Kodesh, tafke by Goethe, they weren't chayish for that Laz. That's very unclear. The Mishnah is speaking about, we know he was a Mizana with us, so what's, So it's a chayret shver. This is a kasha that Rabbi Kibbeke B'chemayze brings down on the Ritva. What's pshat in the first bov of the Mishnah? Why is it lo yichnois? What are you afraid of? The zicha was, this shicha zicha made a bas Yisrael. Let us go a little further. Tana Rabbana. Ein mekablen geirin limois ha-Mashiach. Limois ha-Mashiach, we are not mekabel geirin. So, l'cheira, this is a din in Bezdin. Bezdin is not mekabel geirin. Ki yoytze boi loy kiblu geirin loy bimei David, ve loy bimei Shlomo. They weren't mekabel geirin. They weren't mekabel geirin then either. Now, this is not Rab Nechemiah. Rab Nechemiah said, it's no geirus. And here it says, Bezdin is not mekabel geirus. We shut the door for geirus, because since the geirus is for, it's for other purposes, it's not l'shem shamayim, so we're not mekabel the geirus. Okay, there's a merdeka nafkamin that dachs the chmer, I saw. That, I mean, what'll be if so Bezdin had a policy, we're not mekabel geirim, and be made of it, may shloim, what if three had yaitis were mekabel ho? She went to three had yaitis, so it's a geiris. I mean, you don't need a Bezdin, you don't need dafke, a Bezdin of smuchim. I mean, any Bezdin is good. So, the din is not mekabel, if they were mekabel, she's a geiris. This is a different din. Omar Abulozo Maikro, Hein Gor Yogur Efes Miyoisi, Mi Gor Itcho La Yipoil, Abul Idoch Loi. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Hein Gor Abul Is Gaya Yogur, a person wants to be Gaya himself, let him be Gaya himself. When? Efes Miyoisi. When it's not nikel, but the Rosh Hashanah is with Klal Yisrael, there's a hester upon him, behind him is man hazeh. Mi gor itcho olecho yipo. Mi gor itcho b'ani yusecho. Kasher omarti, that Rosh Hashanah gives olecho yipo l'olam habo. Yipo yonuach moy al pnei kol ochel nofo. Yipo mitzidcho ele. Now, let us see Tosfos. Halacha kedivrei ha'omer kulam geirim. We don't paskin like Nechemiah. On Nechemiah, we paskin that they're all geirim. Vafilu geirei arois. Geirei arois are also geirim. What did the Bach Gil say? Hach geirei arois loidomi loho. He commanded Omar Kusim Geire Aroy, you say, and he holds the Takigoy. So Tais is asking him, Yodike Kash, is a machlokes of Kusim Geire Yemes or Geire Aroy. This the Geire Aroy is the Goyim. And here we see that all the Geire Aroy is also Geirim. The Hosom, how you oiv them aleihayim, they'll see the Seif and Malachim. So that was talking not a geiris. That was only, there was no intent whatsoever to be mekabel yadus. Here we mean geire aroyis that we don't see from their actions that there was no kabbalas geiris. We know that the reason of the kabbalas geiris was because of aroyis. It was a pachad of aroyis. So now Rabbi Nechemiah holds that's not called a geiris, and we hold it is called a geiris. That means even though there was a tkufa of Eslehayim, how you owed them, that was in the beginning, but later they were Megayel Lekachi. Ihochi Lechatchile Nami. So now, the Gemara Estakashe, we have a very interesting Shakla Betalia. The Gemara started off, according to Rabbi Nechemiah, our mission is going according to Rabbi Nechemiah. According to Rabbi Nechemiah, it says that Harei Zeh Lo Yichnois, he's not permitted to be kindness. Our Mishnah says that the nechshad, the nitan, is not permitted to be kainis, but someone else is permitted to be kainis. Now, according to Rabbi Nechemiah, no one should be permitted to be kainis, since there was a geiris l'shem issues. So the mother answered, no, we don't paskel like Rabbi Nechemiah. She shalom al Yisrael. So the mother says, oh, you don't paskel like Rabbi Nechemiah. So why is the loyichnei? So how did the Makshin understand? I mean, the Makshin had a mahalach. Rav Nechemiah is no good. Now, like Rav Nechemiah is also no good. So what do you want? How did you learn Shabbat? So Taisa says as follows: the amrit bishloime the ene giyeres gemure niche. L'chatchila lo yichnais mishum de sofik giyoyresi, de shemo nizgayro l'shem ish, de yevet ein lahoitzi de lahachma mishum chshoshezu. So, Taisvis seems to say as follows. Taisvis seems to say, I mentioned before when we started off the Gemara, who says bechlal, who says Bechlal that there was a geiris l'shem ishus over here? That was a problem. Who says Bechlal there was a geiris l'shem ishus? So we had the Rashi's pshat, the Ritva's pshat. Taisvah says Einachanami. There was only a chash balma. Maybe there was a kail that he was mezane, and there's a chash. Maybe it was a geiris l'shem ishus. That's all. So afilo according to Rab Nechemiah, there wouldn't be a din v'imkonas yaitzi by our Mishnah, because there's only a chash balma. I have no. Rav Nechemiah is speaking about Mish and his Gaya L'Shem Ish. Ish is Gaya L'Shem Ish, V'echad Ish is Gaya L'Shem Ish. That is Rav Nechemiah speaking about. Here, this whole thing is only Achshash L'Chatchil L'Balma. Maybe there was a Geiris L'Shem Ishus. So, what should have been the din? So, according to Taisvus, the din should have been as follows. It's a Sofik. And so therefore the din should be that im konas, it's only achshash lechatchila, im konas lo yaitzi, that I understand, if according to Rav Nechemiah, it's only achshash ba'alma lechatchila should be chayish. But the kasha was the way Taisa said before, but why is someone else permitted to marry her? That was the only kasha. The only kasha was that why is someone else permitted to marry lechatchila? This is a shash on the geiris, so someone else also shouldn't be permitted to marry. That was the whole kasha. But if you're telling me that we don't hold like Rav Nechemiah, so then the whole Mishnah don't understand. That means the Gemara's kasha was. That means I understand the Mishnah very well according to Rav Nechemiah. Forget the Mishnah flows according to Rav Nechemiah. That a geiris or shemishus is not a geiris. And here there's only a suffix, bechlal. Maybe there was a geiris or shemishus. So therefore the din should be lechatchila lo yichnois, but not only him, who had din anyone else also. That was my only kasha. That's what Taisa said before. So, but if you're coming and telling me now we don't paskin like Rav Nechemiah, so then I don't understand the whole Mishnah. So why is a reza lo yichnes? Before I understood everything. I understand what was the mekonis lo yoytzi, because all things only zechshash balme, avil according to Rav Nechemiah. I just didn't understand what's the difference between him and someone else. But the minute you're telling me that we don't paskin like Rav Nechemiah, so now the whole Mishnah I don't understand. That's how Taisus learns pshat in the Gemara's kasha now. Mishum derav asi osa mimcha ikshus per. So the Gemara said that the reason ehula yichnais, the geiris is a wonderful geiris. If you learn like Rashi, osa mimcha ikshus per.
What if it was nitan ala pnuye mishum lezus vosayim? The other rabbi mitzvah lekoinza the banusak sivu loisia leisha chayadim amafuta also. So memelem. So there taka you don't say here. There's no mitzvah. She's a goite. It's a do. So memele. So there we say it's better not to marry her. Al fuzus vosayim. But by pnuye fakert, I mean there's a mitzvah to marry her. Loi bimei David v'loi bimei Shloime. Mi itai hagiti. So Tosfos is asking a kasha. It seems itai hagiti was niskai. He was a goy. It was megayir himself bimei David. Ubas parid bimei Shloime loi kasha. So how, it says that you're not mekablin. They weren't mekablim geirim, le mekablim geirim, le kiblu geirim, bimei David, le bimei Shloime. So how did Baspari become a geiris? How did Itai Hagite become a geir? So Taisvi says, bimei Shloime le koshe, the media time, el mishum shulchan melochim, bahani le tzrichi. That means the whole le kiblu is, if there was a ulterior motive why they're being mekabel the geiris, they want shulchan melachim. But Baspare, it seems Itai Agiti also did not need the shulchan melachim. So memelis, if they want to be mekabel geirim, the mekabel geirim. Then they were mekabel geirim. These people were mekabel. V'hani leitzricha b'koshem damrinen b'ha'oru gabi maise de givoinim. That Lemaise, when David killed out the Bnei Shol, because of the taina of the Givoinim had a taina on Shol, because of their taina they killed Bnei HaMelech, Meira Meira de Kekidish Hashem, is Nitois will Geirim al Yisrael Kuf Nun Elef, so 150,000 Goyim became Geirim. How did this happen? Bishloima de Meatzmon is Geiru. So he wasn't a good Geirus. They didn't go to Bezn. Meatzmon is Geiru. Kida Ashken Gabi Moltre Vester, Verabi Meami Horitz Misyadim. Was misyadim from sich alone. Could be it wasn't, that's what they did. It could be it wasn't a kosher geiris. V'yesh svarim shekosu b'em loy kiblu geirim loy b'meidov loy b'meishloim el shenasu geirim grurim. Maybe that's what it means, ma'atzma. V'yide perik beiz de Shabbos ahuda osa lekami de hilu v'oma geireine amanas lasa is koyin godu. And Hillel was megayirim. It says like kiblu geirim. They weren't mekabel geirim for if someone had such ulterior motives. The betuach hoye Hillel the seifel lasses l'shem shemayim. Bechein ahid atcheles l'ashe lekamei derabchi yegarein amanash enose lo yisei talmud. Zog the Gemara weiter. Hanitan al eishes ish. We heard in the Mishnah that there was a chshad on a person that he was Baal Aneshes Ish. Omar Rav Ube Edim. The Mishnah is speaking about that there are Edim that were made, he was Mizanu with Aneshes Ish. Omar Rav Sheshes Amina Kinaim Veshochiv Rav Omar Lahai Shmaitze. That Rav must have said this Shmaitze when he was sleeping. Tachsimir the Chofetz Chaim says in an ode that such a statement is not an insult, it's a compliment. That means Rav was a Meiradik Talmud. He couldn't say this when he was up. When he was sleeping, he could have said, that means he said that he's so wrong, so Mishakochach, he said it when he was Naim Veshochet. The Sanya, we learned about Raisa, Anitan aleishes ish, voitziyua al yodoi, and the Mashos says we'll see later in the sugya, voitziyua al yodoi. That means people said that his wife was Mizane, and he gave her a get. He gave her a get. And she got married to someone else. And then that other person. Sanya, we learned in Abarais, Anitan Aleishus Ish. Because of the scale, the husband gave her a get. And then the second person who married her also gave her a get. Im konas, now, if this nitan was konas, lo yaitzi. He's not mechuyev to give her a get. So it would seem that the reason he's not mechuyev to give her a get, because he didn't marry her right away, someone else married her, and afterwards, Yana gave her a get, so people won't be bekasha the nun the suin to that friedike itzos las. So that's why I'm konas layoitz. Eichidon, how's it speaking about? Idika edim, if there's edim that he was mizana with her, kiyosa acha v'yavsekele kol my habit. So, what does it matter that she got married to someone else in between? And there was a hefsek in the kol. So my have this edim. El olav, the leka edim. So kochi have to say there was no edim. The time the osa acher, v'afsekei lekola. So there was no edim. And the osa acher, v'afsekei lekola. And since she got married to someone else in between, so the kol stopped. That is why im konas lo yaitzi olav hochi mafkina. So we see klo from this paraisa, not like Rav. He says Rav had said that the holding of konas yaitzi by the boil is only when there's edim. When there's no edim, it's konas lo yaitzi. And here it seems akochor. It seems that is a din of konas yaitzi full without edim, because it says davke apsika achas konas lo yaitzi le apsika achas konas is yaitzi. The koch that's speaking about without edim. Omar lochorav, who adin davar gav lo yosar acher v'apsike lekol. No, it's speaking about, you're right, who adin davar gav lo yosar acher v'apsike lekol. Yika edim mafkinon, ilaka edim loy mafkinon. You're right. And v'hochi koma, here it's speaking about the af al gav the oz, here's something that there was no edim taka. The af al gav the oz, the acha v'av sekei lekole, the chatchile lo yichneis. That what it says, im konas lo yaitzi, does not mean to come to tell me that in konas lo yaitzi, because partial in konas lo yaitzi, there's no edim. That's coming to tell us that lo yichnais. So the Ritva asks a kasha, so let it say lo yichnais. What does he have to speak Turkish? Let him say lo yichnais. So he says that's the lotion of the Baraisim. Says in the Mishnah, Konas Yaitzim, Konas Lo Yaitzim, says awesome, Konas Lo Yaitzim, but ain't a chanami. He means Take Lo Yichnais. So what is he saying? So Bekitzah, so the Barais is speaking about there wasn't any Yaitim. So if there wasn't any Yaitim, so there's a din of Lo Yichnais. And this Yaitim is Afilum Konas Yaitzim, and that's the case of the Mishnah. Let us see Rashi. Ubeidim, hodisnan yoitzi ze hachoshut, shekonso, kigain shebo eidim, al koel horishin, shero uho, shezinso imoy. The Mishnah is speaking about that is eidim al koel horishin, shero uho, shezinso imoy. is a marsho over here. The Kalni Ra'im says Pshat in our Rashi. It's a very, very interesting Loshon Rashi. Hodes nan yitzi zeh hachoshut shekonso kegoin shebo edim al kol arishin shera'u hashezinso imoy. That the Mishnah speaking about the edim came al kol arishin shera'u hashezinso imoy. So the Kalni Ra'im says Pshat. The Vadai im Yesh Kolo Kalni Ra'im Oisalev. The Vadai im Yesh Kolo ve'edim nesora af afilu im hani edim luchude loyhoyu kedai lo oisro al yodam. Chegoin edis miyuchedes v'chiyai gavne. Mikol mokim Bitziruf kolo neseris, bizer chidish lon rab. That's the chidish of rab. Rab that says you need edim, he says you don't need mamish two kosher edim. You have two edim, yuchedis bitziruf with a koil, that has a din of two edim. Chenir meperish rashi, shemeforish, ube edim, sherziku lo kolo ayin shom. Vaharek, even the yesh edim kol olomoli, v'alkoch dani edim lehoye cholim lo oisro, mikomo kemahani lalume kolo. That's how the Kalni Ra'im says. It is a psalmod nalosh in Rashi that edim were machzik the kol. We'll come back to this Rashi. The Ritva asks a kasha, and the Ritva asks, what is the chiddush of the Mishnah according to Rav? He says, Rav said, that the Rav said pshat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is speaking about the two Edim said that she was Mizane. So the din is Imkona Shoytzi. Shkoyach. I mean, that's a posha to din. The way them said she was mezana, and the side is also a boil. So, tzioitzi, what is the Mishnah telling us according to Rav? According to the Kalni Ra'im, the Kalni Ra'im just made here a kugel over here, that it's, that's Eidus miyachedes, but tziruf with a koil, akaponim, that's what the Kalni Ra'im says, pshat according to Rashi. But the Ritva asks this kasha, and the Ritva says, amoyre de keteretz. The Ritva says the Edim saw this nus. That's what they saw. But who says it was Berotzen? Maybe she was an Anusa. And the Ritva says, and let's tell on Cheskes Kashrus Take. So why should it be in Konash Yaitzi? So Rav said, Amir de Kechidish. Rav said, when you see a Mises nus, you don't clear it was Ba'oinis. If you don't know, you assume it was Berotzen. Because Stam's Nus is Berotzen. So forget, that was the Chiddush of Rav. That's how the Ritva says Pshat. And the Meroi Meisodis says Pshat, he says it in this Rashi, he says, Al Pidalke Shal Ritva, again, the two Edim saw only the Maises Nus. They don't know Bechlal if it was Einis or Rotzen. And there was a Koil that it was Rotzen. That's he mentioned before, there was a Koil that he wants to marry her. That was the Koil. The Koil was that he wants to marry her, was Berotzen. So Afilu, she tiny, she was an Anusa, you also assume that it was Berotzen. So Kaponim, so that is Pshat Mrashi. Ube'edim, hodes nan yoitzi ze ha choshud shekonso, Kegoin shebo edim al koil horishin shirosh zinzim. So Rashi is saying al kaponim, you're mitzarev the edim with the koil. So we have in Rashi, we have the kanirein pshat, the mroim isodis pshat. Loshmaitze be edim, kinayim vishochiv rav omro, desanye tyufte. Bnizkar shemitacha shidei ache, ruven niten al dino eishe shimin. V'gil Shimon, and Shimon gave her a get. V'noso Nachshin, v'gil Shor, and now Nachshin gave her a get. In konso uvimeyato lo yoitzi, idike eidim biznus kama reinesro lo misolot. So what's the difference if Nachshin gave her a get? Uadin dafilu lo yavsik acha lekolom. V'kon saruven megeirish in shimin loiseitzei hoyov olakeidim. V'od enoket mitachish ideyache iguf itzach lashmina rebuse. T'lachatchil aloyich nois. That's the chiddush. K'dektoni im konas in lachatchil aloyim. So Rav is saying that this barais is speaking about without eidim. And then the Mishnah is speaking about this, as I'm Konashayt, he's speaking about with Eidim. Meisvei, we learned another Baraisa. Bamed Vorim Amurim. When is there a din? Im Konas Yaitzi, Kshein Lobonim. When there's no children, the first husband did not have any children. So then we say, Imkonas Yoitzi, Avol Yesh Labonim, but if she has children from the first husband, is Loisaitze, is then she doesn't go out from the boil. Chat is like this. If you're going to say, in konas teitze, she can be meitzi las on the children from the first husband. Say, oh, he's the chaboyel, and so those children are mamzerim. So in Mela, the whole chumra that we say in konas teitze, that's dafke if the first husband didn't have any children. If the first, so then we say in konas, then will be frum on the boyel's chashben. But if there are children by the first husband, then this kind of yesh labonim leisaitz. Bimbo eidi tumim. But if there are eidi tumim, afilu yesh lo kama bonim teitze. So here we have a klora raya from this beraisa, not like Rav. The beraisa says klo, that is a kochel, the din teitze is without eidim. If there's no children, there's the din teitze. Rav says the only din teitze is with this eidim. So the Gemara says, Rav muki lo lamas nisin b'yesh labon b'yesh la eidim. No, ein chanami. Rav knew this paraisa. That's true, 100% true. If there's no bonim, there's a din teitze. From the boil. Now Rav said, our Mishnah is speaking about B'yesh lo bonim, that the first husband had bonim. So then the whole din teitz is only B'yesh eidim. Rav muki lo lemas nisim B'yesh lo bonim B'yesh lo eidim. Frek de gemore amai duchke de Rav luk mi lemas nisim B'yesh lo bonim B'yesh lo eidim. Why does Rav have to make such a kimte that the Mishnah is speaking yesh lo bonim B'yesh lo eidim? V'taim edike eidim avkinen v'ilek eidim loim avkinen luk mi b'shein lo bonim avo gav de lek eidim. Omarovim masnisin kashise. Rav had a kasha on the diak loshen Mishnah. My irye de toni hoitziyuho. Hoitziyuho means bezden forced the first husband to give a get. Lisni hoitziya. Say he gave her a get. He heard about the girl, he gave her a get. Elakol hoitziyuho be bezden. Ubezn be'edim u'demavkim. So the Gemara Sivaket, that's what was troubling Rav. The Mishnah says, v'hoitziyuho. that the first husband was forced to give her a get. That the Mishnah is speaking about that the first husband had bonim, and the reason it's way to you, and that's why im kona stayed say because there was eidim. Let us see Rashi. Bamedvorim amurim dim konas anitain yoitzi kshein labonim min arishin aber yesh labonim min arishin loisaitzeim. Why the chimavki lo, if he'll give her a get, komach zekinu lo kol akamav avdinu lo mamzeirim vimbo alma ein labonim lo yeidim nami mavkinim. So the Gemara answers Rav Muki lo masnisin b'yesh labonim. Omishim ochi omarav ubeidem. Ubezen beidem udemavki mi bal rishim. De ein isha neseres labailo mishim koil. So the bezen should be moitzi ha mi baila, koch des de beidem. Bosarab le meimel, davke masnisim mishim kach yoitzi hanitan oilvike eidem. Avo boloi eidem, oilvike eshlo bonim loi.